This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
And of course, you're more than welcome to stay the week with us at Ambridge Hall, Berwick. No, not at all. We made the announcement yesterday and it sparked a huge amount of interest. Bye then. See you very soon. Bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Absolutely charming man and so professional.
There's tons still to do, Linda.
Well, of course, but we're making excellent progress. I'm so glad we entrusted Paul with the costumes. He's full of ideas.
Yes, but can they be turned into actual costumes?
Well, he'll check the store and develop something wild and imaginative from what he finds there.
Really?
Yes, we have to give people responsibility, Lillian, and then trust them to get on with it.
You're right. We can't do everything ourselves.
We've got enough on our plates with casting.
We have, which is why I've made an availability chart. And move those mugs, will you? Character names here. Mm-hmm. Who's playing who in this column and the hours when they're available to rehearse.
Right.
David Archer as Baron Hardup, Stella Prior as Prince Charming.
And you can add Mick Fadmore as Buttons.
Oh.
Apparently he's desperate to be on stage with Berwick, and Joy asked if we could accommodate him.
Well, I thought they were hardly speaking.
Well, she says she still wants to do this for him, as long as no one tells him it was her. So, this box here means David Archer is available for scene 8 with one ugly sister, but not Cinders.
On Wednesday from 6 till 7.30, yes. Mm. Assuming Alice agrees to play Cinders for us.
Hasn't she decided yet?
Well, I'm hopeful she will. It'll be good for her to hear the village cheer her on.
Well, you're her aunt, Lillian. Get her to decide. I'll be going straight over to Brookfield to have a word with Leonard to get him involved. We still have no second sister, you see.
Nor will we till the dame off.
You conniving pair of crooks.
Vince! How lovely to see you. What can we do for you?
You know full well. Call off this panto.
Never.
Why on earth should we do that?
Don't play the innocent with me, Lillian. You know what you've done.
We've got off to a flying start, that's what.
By recruiting a professional.
Oh, I see.
You've got a proper actor in.
All my cast are proper actors.
We have done nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong? You want scrupulous harpies.
Hmm. According to your own terms and conditions, where exactly does it say we can't cast a professional?
It's against the spirit of the thing.
But not the law.
Right. So now we know. This is the way you're playing it.
By your own rules, Vince.
Then be warned. From now on, the gloves are very definitely off.
Now, time's pressing, Leonard. Mm-hmm. This is day 2 of 5. We're almost halfway.
Quite a challenge.
But you're up for it?
Oh, yes.
Good. In any capacity?
Oh, yeah, of course. I understand you've already got your Baron Hardup.
We have, yes.
It might be rather amusing if I ended up as his daughter.
Cinderella?
One of the ugly sisters.
Oh. But if not, you'd be prepared to take on anything?
Oh, yes.
Good man.
You have something in mind?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact.
I'd make a pretty good villain.
The set.
The set? You mean...
Quite a challenge.
Backstage?
A crucial role.
Yes, of course.
Jazza McCreary.
What do you want?
You anything to do with Linda Snell's pantomime?
What's it to you?
Well, if you aren't, you can help me out.
Why would I want to do that?
Well, I just want people to know the full story before they get involved.
And what's that?
They've brought in a proper actor.
I know.
A ringer.
So?
So an outsider takes a part that an Ambridge person should have had.
And I should care why?
A community pantomime with an outsider as star.
Up to them how they spend their money.
Yeah, that's not what I'm saying. He's not being paid, is he?
I saw the deal. This bloke and Mick Fadmore in the bull.
What?
Writing stuff down and sliding it across the bar. So wink, wink and tappy, tappy on the nose. I saw them.
Then it's worse than I thought.
Who'd have thought? So many would-be dames.
And I'm the odd one out.
Oh, don't say that, Tony. You're as good a chance as anyone.
The rest of you are all tarted up, though. I've come straight from the farm in my boots.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
Richard Thwaite there.
Yes. It's rather effective, isn't he?
No, I can't compete with this lot.
Of course you can.
Even you, Leonard, in your flouncy dressing gown.
This old thing. I borrowed this from Jill.
Yeah, looks really good.
It's not so much about costume, though.
No?
No, it's more to do with voice and posture. Make your voice sort of dark and alluring. Why, hello there, Tony. I do like your boots. They are so snazzy.
Oh, thank you, Leonard, thank you.
I have had some experience of all this, you know.
Dressing up, you mean?
No, character work. I used to do a turn at kiddies' parties. As Mr. Cufflinks.
Mr. Cufflinks?
I used to get a good few requests for Mr. Cufflinks. Mind you, it got off to a very inauspicious start.
I'm not surprised.
No?
Mr. Cufflinks?
I was in a dress shirt for some reason. We were at this kiddies' party and they were waiting for the clown they'd booked and he didn't turn up.
Why not?
Well, ironically, his car broke down when he was on his way. Pulled into a lay-by and the door fell off.
So you stood in for him?
I did. I thought a dozen kiddies, all about five or six, should be plain sailing.
Well, that was pretty naive.
You're right.
I've been to some of those parties. They can be terrifying.
They can. And I went into the dining room, and there they all were, all sitting on the carpet, waiting to be entertained. And they looked dangerous.
I can believe it.
It was like the Omen or something. And my mind went a complete blank.
What did you do?
I said the first thing that came into me head.
Mr. Cufflinks.
Well, he wasn't the fully rounded character to start with. To begin with, he was just an idea.
Like a sort of superhero?
Sort of.
And what were his powers?
They varied a bit. One was knowing what was for tea.
Not massive, then?
Not really, no. But, and this is the thing, I began to believe in him.
Really?
Well, no, not actually, but as a character. That's it, really. Believe in who you're supposed to be, and you'll be fine. I wonder how long we'll be.
Oh, there's a lot of us to see. It's the chance of working with Beric Kayla.
Well, yes. I saw him many a time in York. Wonderful.
I heard he's been paid for this.
Really?
Yes. Not sure what I think about that.
Gentlemen, please. Or should I say, ladies and gentlemen. a word from our director.
Yes, thank you, Lillian, and thank you for coming tonight. We'll do our best to see you all and be done and dusted by midnight. Now, the way we plan to do this is to get you improvising a scene with Buttons.
So you're the ugly sister and you're terribly rude to him and boss him about.
Only our Buttons has been called to do an extra shift at work, so we are unbuttoned. Which means my good friend Lillian here will stand in for him.
Me?
It's for the best.
I see.
Leonard, perhaps you'll start us off?
Me, yes. Yes, of course.
Right. Off you go, then.
You rang for me, mistress?
What? Oh, yes, sorry.
What can I get for you?
Run off and get me some buns.
Some what?
Buns. A big bag of buns.
Right, thank you, Leonard.
What?
I'll let you know by the end of the evening.
Well, I haven't been rude to her yet.
You have to hit the ground running, I'm afraid, Leonard. Nice thought, though, making her Scottish.
What?
Tell you what, so you don't have a completely wasted evening.
Wasted?
Why don't you pop into the understage store and see what can be used for the set?
Is that it for Leonard, then?
I think it probably is, casting-wise.
Oh, right. Fair enough.
In that case, do you think I could borrow his dressing gown?
Whoa! Oh, what the blazes are you doing down here?
Hat check for Paul.
Hat check?
Party's costume plans.
Are you not in the dim off?
I was, but I'm no longer needed, apparently.
Oh, you've been ditched?
I only said half a dozen words. What can you tell in half a dozen words?
Search me.
Anyway, now I've been packed off to find bits of set. They say there's a coach down here somewhere.
Oh, aye. I've seen it.
Made for the last Cinderella.
Ah, against the wall. Look.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's the one.
A gold coach.
Not bad.
Looks a bit scruffy.
No, not bad at all.
Should be spruced up, I suppose.
Yeah, a touch of paint.
You reckon?
Definitely. Stick a few wine gums on it.
Wine gums?
For jewels.
Oh.
Yes, I can probably do something with this.
Do as you're told, Buttons.
I'm doing the best I can.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's not quite good enough.
Not quite good enough?
Yes, why?
You're supposed to be bullying her.
Yes.
A blustering bully.
Yes, but...
What?
She's my sister.
Oh, for goodness sake.
It just feels wrong.
All right, let's leave it there.
No, can I have one more go?
Oh, I don't really see the point.
I was going to try it with Leonard's dressing gown.
As if that'll make any difference.
Once more, then.
Oh, give me a moment.
Oh, come on, Tony, we've still got people to see.
Don't you Tony me, you turnip! How dare you use my proper name? I am Antonia. What am I?
Antonia.
What are you?
I'm Button.
A blooming bellyache of a Buttons. What are you? Backside of a bellyaching Buttons. That's what you are. And don't you forget it.
We are all done by midnight, just as we said.
Yes. And I think we found our second ugly sister.
Antonia.
Antonia.
Disturbing as it was to see my little brother like that.
Wonderfully disturbing.
Anyway, a good night's work.
Yes, apart from Vince Casey putting his head round the door to see how we were getting on. Just passing, he said.
Just passing my elbow.
Oh, Lillian, while I think of it, have we booked the hall for Friday night?
What do we need to? No one uses it on a Friday.
Well, just dotting the I's and crossing the T's.
Yeah, good point. I'll get Joy to do it.
Oh, look who's here.
Late night, ladies.
Just passing, are we, Vince?
So much to do when you've got a panto to put on. Let's hope it's all worthwhile, eh?
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.